everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the latest Snogcast. Thank you for downloading the latest ramblings from the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Coming up, we have young Abby on Kids Have the Answer. Also, Kirsty takes a bit of a dig at my dress sense, and I have a dig at the fact that her fridge in her house is absolutely rank. We discuss the downside of being a bloke and having to go and buy Sex and the City the movie, my thoughts and feelings on breastfeeding in public, and we have a fashion expert on the show. Well, he's not so much an expert, he's just a listener, but he wants to share his opinion. So ladies, if you're listening, this is a guy from the streets of Belfast who is going to tell you exactly what to wear and how to wear it. It's all coming up on this week's Snodcast.
97.4 Cool FM Snodcast.
Kirsty, ladies and gentlemen, has just pulled her wire out of the desk and has broken the nozzle. The headphones are just wrecked now. So that means you can't hear anything, can you?
No, I've got these other ones, but they're not as good. Oh, they're a bit echoey. I didn't realise I'd broken them quite so badly. The wire is actually...
A very good morning to William, our
morning,
engineer.
Morning, William. I'll be down to see you later.
Who's en route to work. First mission of the day. moving on this morning. Remember, of course, listen, if you'd like to be on Kids of the Answer, ladies and gentlemen, get yourself to the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show pages at coolfm.co.uk and fill in the online form. Today's then...
Kids Have the Answer.
We're saying a very good morning to Mummy Jodie. Hello, Jodie.
Hello.
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yes.
What did you get up to last night?
Not very much. Homework time, so that's about it.
Tell us here, Jodie, what did you make for dinner last night?
My friend made us pizza.
Your friend made
you pizza?
Oh, I had
pizza too as well after homework.
What type of pizza did you have last night?
Chicken and sweet corn.
Chicken and sweet corn. Good combo. What did you have, Kirsty?
Pepperoni. I didn't have pizza. I had bran flakes. The kids had pizza. With a banana chopped up in them as well.
Oh, dear.
Well, I've had a big lunch.
Well, I tell you, if I was going home for bran flakes in the evening, I would... go and eat in the restaurant. Right, Judy. What about Abby then? What age is she? This is your daughter.
Abby is 4.5.
Can I just say that I love the name Abby?
Yeah, it's very original.
It's one of my favourites.
Right. You have a baby and then you can get one.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. With those words
Abby
of advice.
Abby Snodden. It sounds good, doesn't it? There you go. Name picked already.
I know, imagine they went to school. They'd be, oh, he's Snodden Abby. Anyway, they're right. Moving on. Abby's 4.5.
Yep.
And she's in P1.
Yep.
Just started school. Stick her on for us.
Okay, hold on a sec. Here you are, Abby.
Hello.
Good morning, Abby. How are you?
Hey.
You well?
Yeah.
Here, are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
Here, what's your school bag like?
Ah!
What?
Is there a spider or something in the car, perhaps?
Was that a spider?
Big lorry.
Oh, big lorry? Abby, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Did that big lorry scare you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You didn't like them?
Are you still okay now? You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Here, what's your school bag like?
A big one.
Is it what?
The pussy one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Kirsty, did she say what I thought she said?
No, what do you think she said?
I can't say what I thought she said. All right, I had this big brown horrible leather one on my first desk school. It was horrible.
Oh, did you? You had a proper satchel.
I had a proper satchel.
I can't remember. Oh, I had one too, actually.
Anyway, Abby, what's your teacher called?
Mrs. Small.
Mrs. Small. And is she small?
Yeah.
Is she? What size is she?
Big.
Now, what do you like to watch on the TV, Abby?
Peppa.
Peppa Pig?
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Kipper.
Kipper the dog?
Yes.
They're all animals, aren't they?
And anything else?
And it's different ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, are they really good?
Yeah.
Have you got a best friend in school yet?
Yeah.
Who
do you play with?
Sarah and Annabelle.
Sarah and Annabelle. They're nice names, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you like being called Abby?
Yeah.
Good. Now, do you have a joke for us today?
No.
Oh, do you have anything for us?
No.
No?
I thought you were going to sing us a song.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is young Abby. She goes to Clinchy Primary School. She's 4.5 and she's in P1. And this is Abby's song. Go for it, Abby.
I'm going to put my songs on. Oh. Oh.
Which song are you going to sing for us then?
Put it on.
Okay.
something.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is live. This is,
I know.
This is good. Right, Abby, let's be having you.
Are we going to do Twinkle Twinkle? Do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
Shall I sing with you?
Yeah.
Don't spoil it, Kirsty. Right, go, Abby.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
After okay. Three.
One,
two, three.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder like
Wow, that was fantastic.
Abby, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. I think I put my neck out. Abby, hold the line for us.
You all right?
Curtsy, I think I have put my neck out.
Oh, God. It's not in breakfast
show. Snodcast. Now, a number of sort of housekeeping things out of the way this morning. First and foremost, I'm wearing a jacket this morning with a high collar, which means if you hear this,
oh, you didn't have a shave, did you?
No, that is not Kirsty's chin. In fact, it is mine rubbing against the high neckline of my exact, well, my exact, my only jacket that I'm wearing today. So just in case you hear this throughout the course of this morning.
That sounds bad.
You'll know what it is. Oh, and also this morning,
does
right?
Does it not rustle as well, though? Move your arms.
Yeah. It's another one of those jackets, ladies and gentlemen. Kirsty's going to set to shell suit very shortly.
No, it's more like a rubber. It's like a rubber suit.
Do you know what this jacket actually reminds me of?
What?
I know it looks
like... Tarpaulin?
You listening to this? No, not a tarpaulin. What it reminds me of is, although it doesn't look the same as it...
Oilskins!
No. What it reminds me of is, do you remember Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Whenever Marty McFly jets into the future, which can you believe that was actually set in 2025? Those particular scenes, somehow I do not think no, that in 13 years or in what year are we in 2009?
Yeah,
17 years from now. Okay, mm-hmm. I somehow don't think they will have flying cars. But you know what? You know,
was that the flying cars one?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait to see if I'm wrong. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Right.
Do you know the jacket he puts on then? You push the wee button and it, like it's one size fits all, and then you push the wee button and it sort of, you know, contracts back to fit you properly.
Yeah.
Goes jacket fit. Or if he jumps into water and he comes out and he goes, jacket drying.
Right.
Your jacket is now dry. Do you remember that?
As if you need to be told.
But yeah, this sort of jacket reminds me of that. Although it looks absolutely nothing like it in terms of the colour scheme, just in terms of the material, it just reminds me somewhat of it.
No.
Kirsty, would like to explain to everybody exactly what colour my jacket is this morning?
It's tarpaulin blue. It is. It's not, like blue tarpaulin. It's like that colour. It's like a big blue plastic sheet.
In fact, you know what? You're
with
actually
bright orange collar and cuffs.
It's just because I know that, you know, the early mornings now, it's not light anymore and I don't want to be knocked over on the way.
It's a high vis.
It might as well be a high vis. Yeah, you're actually right. The blue looks like, you know, whenever you buy one of those paddling pools in the back garden?
Yeah, it's even got the wee wee pattern on it. It's like snowflake pattern, isn't it?
Hmm. Well, I tend to think, I don't know what it is about this colour orange, right, ladies and gentlemen? I'd totally be honest with you. I bought this jacket and this is the second time that I've worn it.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
How long have you had it?
It's a good 4 months. At
oh, is
least.
That all?
5 months, perhaps.
I thought you were going to say a couple of years.
No, but I don't know what the situation is with the orange thing because I just got sort of suckered into it. I was in the shop and the guy who, you know, he sold it to me, he says, oh, that looks really good. And, you know, I was like, are you sure? And he says, yes, sort of got suckered into it. Then I realised, okay, this is the thing, right? I realised that 10 years previous, I bought a jacket off the same guy who sold me the same old line, okay? Except for it wasn't orange and blue, it was just bright orange.
The whole thing.
It was like a ski jacket, bomber jacket thing. It was bright orange, and guess what? I've still got it in mum's attic. And she'll be going, like, get home, get it moved. Snodcast. I've got to give a big cheer this morning for the petrol stations who have clubbed together and decided to reduce the price of petrol. Thank goodness for once.
Woohoo!
Because the price of oil is coming down. It's good news for most people, ladies and gentlemen. Now, with all the money they're saving on petrol, they'll be able to afford the road tax. Yeah! I actually just remembered that my road tax is due. And it normally comes up about this time of the month. Yeah, it's about this time of the month. You start seeing the wee white van knocking about with the wee cameras out the back.
Yes.
I need to get my road tax. I actually filled in the form and all the other night.
You just got to take it down to the post office.
Yeah, no, but sure, the Blue Renters are always in getting their pension. And
it's so much easier than going up to Belfast and having to queue up there.
No, you don't need to worry about that. You post it. And then they send it out to you. Seriously, every time you go to the post office, the queue's always out the door. So the way I always look at it is this, okay? Fill in the form, get the check in, and send it off. The problem was the other night it was raining, usual story, and you have to put in like a cover note of your insurance, and it can be bothered going to the car. So just whenever I said that, it just reminded me that I need to go home and check actually where the form is and the check that I've written and whatnot, so I can actually send it off. The problem is if you don't get it in time.
By the time you'd gone to the car to get it, you could have been down to the post office and paid it and it'd be all done. You have a nice new tax disc in the window.
Well, we'll see what happens. Just frustrates me waiting in the queue.
But it depends which post office you go to. Don't go to the one in the town centre. Go to one of the wee sub-post offices.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
You remember yesterday in the show you were saying about a number of things that I'm turned out to be a bit of a moaner? That's another moaner I've had today. It's not really bad.
I know, but there's nothing. You're not sick yet today.
Do a bit of a snuffle. There's always time.
Yeah, there's still like an hour and 45 left. Isn't this morning going quite slowly for a change? I think it's quite nice because I think that it means the weekend's going to be long.
No, it's not going slowly at all for me, I tell you that much.
Well, I say slowly very loosely. I just mean not quite as like manic as normal.
Now, folks, a couple of weeks back in the show, we were talking about Kirsty's fridge situation. Now, Kirsty's one of these people that hoards everything in her fridge.
Well, I'm not very in it very often.
So the other day, we found out that Kirsty had a number of different things in her fridge which were well and truly out of date. For instance.
Yeah. There was a box of strawberries that hadn't been finished that were in the bottom. They'd been there for about 10 days. There was a raw hamburger, you know, that comes like from that shop where it's not just food. And a potato had fallen into the packet. So I chucked that potato out and the burger box with the burger in it out. I don't know if I chucked out the mouldy parmesan. I think it might still be there.
You only chucked them out after I told you that I was going to phone the food standards agency to get them round to sort it out. Right. No. So anyway, Kirsty,
I was ashamed of my fridge when I went to him and looked at it. But I forgot to do the bottom bit.
Yeah, this is the situation, right? You forgot to do the bottom bit, but you did clear out the top bit.
I've cleared out the top bit, but then I've remembered there's the cottage cheese tub still sat there and the parmesan cheese.
Kirsty,
is moldy.
Kirsty, can I say you're a stinker?
I might have chucked
that one out. Can I call you a stinker for that? That's horrible.
If you want.
Why did you move only the stuff out of the top part? To get room for new stuff?
Well, I wasn't in the bottom bit, so I didn't see it.
Right.
It's only afterwards. Every time I open the door now, I see this, like, you know when a cucumber starts to turn into water?
Yes.
See, so you must have had one in your fridge at some point.
No, I've just been in bad restaurants.
Snodcast.
Right, it's approaching 8:19. Are you on the M2?
No.
What's your name?
My name's Helen Murphy.
Hello, Helen. What can I do for you?
I'm just phoning to tell you that you can tax your car over the phone.
Can you?
Yes, and they check your details. They can tell you that you're insured and they check that you're taxed. All done over the phone. And if you want the number, I can give it to you.
Do you work in the office?
No, not at all. I just tax my car with it there. My sister told me and I didn't know about it.
Do you know what I can say is?
What's that?
You know when it comes to the people who issue the actual, you know, your tax and stuff?
Uh-huh.
I've got a send for them. Welcome to the 21st century! That's really good.
Very good.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your call.
You're very welcome. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Next Kirsty will be sending you can tax by text. Do you know what I mean? That's unbelievable. I'm really pleased about that. Do you know that I had this real nightmare situation taxing my car one year?
Why?
Where I went to Belfast. I went to the post office. Too late to do it at the post office. Sent to Belfast. Went to Belfast. Got to Belfast. Didn't have the right document. Had to go home. Get another document. Came back to Belfast. Then it was shop. Then I had to go back home and come up the next day to do it.
No way.
So definitely.
I've had a few incidences up there as well.
Phone's always phone.
Yeah.
And the worst.
That's the incidents where we needed a toilet.
Oh dear. I was going to say you came outside and you tried to double park out there around the Castworth.
Oh, you don't do that round there.
Definitely not. The red coats are always clean after you around there. Right. Kirsty, your fridge situation.
Yes, this thing. Is it a fridge freshener you're going to tell me about? Because I know about those.
What?
A fridge freshener.
Fridge freshener what? To help sort out, you know, your stale food?
Smells, you know, keep it smelling nice. I remember, like, you get wee penguins and stuff. You stick them in the fridge and they smell nice.
Kirsty, hold on a wee second. Right.
I think they're smelly things.
I've heard of a wardrobe freshener, not a fridge freshener. Is the aroma which comes off the freshener not sort of... I was going to say impregnate. That's really not the right word. But get onto the food and make all your food taste rotten.
No.
Or it all smells the same.
I think it's a fridge freshener. We had one in one of our fridges. It wasn't my fridge, somebody else's fridge. And it was penguin and it had like white powder in it. And I think the white powder absorbs the nasty nifs.
Right.
So rather than giving out a smell.
So it doesn't give off an aroma.
No, it just keeps your fridge fresh by taking in the nasty.
If you had said to me that it gives off an aroma, then I would have been asking, where does the gas come from? Upstairs or downstairs from the penguins, you know?
Yeah, no, there's no gas.
Right, okay.
It's powder.
Right, oh, anyway, I've got this brand new invention for you.
Right, okay.
Okay. Well, do you know why you always have rotten eye food in your fridge?
Yeah.
And you just can't be bothered taking it to the bin.
It's just lazy.
Okay, well...
Sometimes. Not all times.
Your fridge will soon be able to text or email you when food is going off.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Some punters in Manchester have created a battery-free label which can pick up when food is on the turn. It's going to be 5p, it's going to be disposable, and it's going to be like a security label on a CD. Measures the temperature of the food and the time it is stored.
Okay. Then, well, how do you know?
Well, it'll text you.
It'll text you.
It'll text you to tell you.
God, my phone will never stop.
It's in 22. Oh, you better charge that battery up.
Snodcast.
Now, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show, you'll be well aware that I was a bit busted on it because obviously on the weekend I got minimal sleep, and having been out at a golf function-y sort of do on Sunday and getting home at 10:30 at night wasn't the best start to the week. So after the show yesterday morning, I had to go up to get on the Liverpool ferry. Yeah, because I was doing a thing for hosting the launch of the IFA Centres of Excellence for the Irish Football Association. And when I finished that, I got home to the house about midday. And, no, it was about 12:30, actually. And I thought, right, let's get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished off my pot of mascarpone and tomato soup, which is in the fridge. So I heated that up in the stove, made myself a sandwich, sat down in front of the TV with my lunch on a tray and flicked on X Factor, which I taped at the weekend.
Excellent.
So I got through pretty much all of X Factor and then I fell asleep, right? And that must have been about 1:20. And I woke up at 3 and I thought, oh, I'm wrecked. Took myself to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Got up at 5:30 with a shocked look on my face, remembering that I had left the stove on, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
True bell, burning away.
So how long had that been burning for?
It was over 4 hours.
Was it a high flame?
No, it wasn't high. It was quite low. Because I prefer to heat my soup, let it, you know, gently heat it than just...
Yeah, boil it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to boil it, especially when it's tomato.
Yeah. So
simmer.
So it was down low. Thanks. Thank goodness.
Well, was there anything sitting near it?
There was actually some bills and stuff that were sitting quite close to it, but thankfully they didn't catch fire. But luckily enough, I do have a smoke alarm, but I was so raging with myself.
It's more of a waste of gas than anything else, because, you know, those can burn and... It's going to be okay.
But it shouldn't have been left on. How much do you reckon that's going to add to my gas bill?
Oh, not a lot. Seriously, it's not a huge amount. You're lucky. You're lucky that there's nothing sat sort of near it.
I know.
I used to have one that had a lid on it. So whenever you'd finish cooking, you would pull the top bit down.
Oh, right.
So you had a flat surface so you could work on it if you wanted.
Oh, right, okay, I didn't know that.
And one that it had previous, whenever you did that, if the gas was still going, it used to cut it off. So,
oh, right, okay, that's a pretty good idea.
But the other one didn't. And there was one time where I left it burning while with the shutter down.
Oh! And what happened then?
I sort of burnt my hand.
Oh, dear.
And then realised that, oh, I think I smelt something funny as well.
Yeah.
Burning skin.
But anyway, so I was very, very lucky the house is still standing, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. So I was delighted this morning. Now, last night, actually, after I'd got over the shock of leaving the stove on all afternoon, I took myself to a well-known supermarket to get stuff for dinner, okay?
Right.
And I had been instructed by my wife that if I was out yesterday, if I could pick her up a copy of Sex and the City, the movie, which was available on DVD as of yesterday.
Okay.
And she says, oh, go to this place because they're giving away a free bar of Galaxy chocolate with it here to me. Nah, it's a waste of time. So I was in getting the shopping, and it had the Sex and City movie, and they must have sold out like hotcakes yesterday everywhere because there was hardly any left. Mm-hmm. So I picked up a copy and I went around the aisles and I got exactly what I had to get. And then I arrived at the 10 items or fewer till to stick my shopping through, and it was a young guy that was on the till. So of course I'm putting the stuff through, and up comes the Sex and the City movie, and he says to me, "Oh, is this what you're watching tonight?" Looking at me, and I was like, "No, mate, I'm actually going out tonight. This is for my missus." And he goes, "All right, are you sure it's not for you?" Right? Now, note the queue is quite big. Here's me, "No, honestly, it's not for me." He says, "I've heard it's quite good." Here's me, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, I bet you're going home to watch that tonight." Here's me, "No, seriously, I'm going out tonight. It's not for me." Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Dead on. So I'm packing the stuff in the bag, and he turns around and he goes, "Are you sure it's not for you? Here's me, listen, it's not for me, okay?"
That would really annoy me, actually.
Hold on, wait for it. Then the girl in the queue behind me goes, "It's very good, leave him alone. If he wants to watch it, he can watch it." And I'm like, going, "What the hell's going on here?" Then he asked me if I've got my club card with me. And I was like, because you know the way they say, if you don't have it with you, you
keep your receipt.
Keep your receipt and you can come back and claim your points.
Yeah.
I was like, no club card, mate, never had one. There you go, keep it changed. Bye.
Snodcast.
Really annoys me, right? The way people get hung up on this.
Yeah.
Right, now, let's face it. Breastfeeding is natural, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some mothers choose to breastfeed their child. Others don't. It's up to the mother in question whether she wants to do it or not.
Well, my view on it is, some people can't.
That is right.
It's not as easy as it looks. Some
children just don't latch on in that way.
Yeah, or you can get infections and things and then they can't have it.
Oh, well, there you go then. Right, well, anyway, for those people who can have it, okay?
Yeah.
What is wrong with them doing it in a public place? I have no problem with it. Do you, Kirsty?
No, but I would choose not to.
Yeah, but that's your own personal opinion.
Yeah, that was my choice.
Do you know what I mean? But people get on their high horse about women who decide to breastfeed in public. I say, well, fair play to them.
I probably choose not to because of those people.
So they put you off your children getting breastfed.
Well, no, they still were, but at home.
Oh, right, okay.
In the comfort of my own living room.
Ah, right, okay. With the curtains pulled?
It was quite secluded where we were.
But do you know,
I'm like that anyway. I'm not going to get them out for anybody.
Yeah, well, I know that. But you know, what I'm trying to say is, okay, these people who get on their high horse about women breastfeeding in public, my view on it is, if they want to do it in public, let them get on. It's natural.
Yes. I'm maybe not a very good advocate for it, but it's just because I'm self-conscious.
Okay, then. But there's a lot of self-conscious women out there who have no problem whatsoever getting them out. Take Jordan, for instance.
Snodcast.
This isn't going to be a regular feature, but this morning I have to ask you Michelle's question.
Ask me?
Yeah, ask everybody, including yourself, Kirsty, Michelle's question.
And what's Michelle's question this morning?
Well, do you want to know who Michelle is first?
Yes.
Well, Michelle's a friend of mine. A.K.A. Smiler.
Oh, yes. We've heard about Smiler before, yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Correct. Smiler phoned me yesterday for a number of things. Number one, looking Boyzone tickets.
Right.
Because Boyzone's Better 09 tour goes on sale tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And telling me not to try and get her tickets to go and see New Kids on the Block because, in her words, Boyzone are better.
Right.
So that's what Michelle Smiler's thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, we're going to have Boyzone, a member of Boyzone, on the show either later on this morning or tomorrow morning. That is a sort of plan of attack at the moment. Anyhow. Right, Smiler. On to Smiler's big question. She phoned me yesterday, and then after she got the awkward question, it's like, you know, she phoned me up and then she was sort of dancing around the question.
Mm-hmm.
She was going, well, actually, that's a lie. She was sort of dancing around the question, but she got straight into me. She goes, you didn't have to come to see the fortune teller at my house.
Oh, that's what you were talking about there yesterday.
I didn't make you come to see the fortune teller. If you missed the story, ladies and gentlemen, there's a situation. Michelle had to have 12 people around to see the fortune teller, so it would be 30 quid a pop. You know what I mean? That's how much it costs. So I felt obliged to go.
Right.
But she took offence at that, saying, I didn't make you come to see the fortune teller.
Mm.
Anyway, that aside, right? So anyway, she got on to Michelle's big question, which, to be quite frank, I thought to myself at the time, now note, I'd been sleeping on the settee, I'd dozed off, so she'd actually woken me up. So it's a wee bit dazed and confused.
Right, okay.
Ready for Michelle's big question?
Yes.
Okay. Right, whenever you're eating, you have a knife and fork.
Yes.
You place your fork in your left hand and your knife in your right hand.
Yes.
You cut the food up and you eat the food with the fork in your left hand.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Now, you then put the knife down.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you always eat the food then with the fork in your right hand?
I don't.
Most people do.
Sometimes you do, but no, it's because say you don't need a knife and you're just having something to be eaten with a fork.
Yes.
You'll eat with your right hand.
Yes, but why?
Because your right hand, if you are right-handed, it's probably different for left-handed people, but because you use your right hand most of the time, it's easier. If you're sticking your fork into something to cut it, you don't really need to do a lot. You just stick your fork into it. So it doesn't take much control.
But whenever you cut it, you will eat it with that hand.
Yes, because that's easy. You can do that as well. But if you're chasing stuff around your plate with just a fork just to eat without a knife...
I understand that, Kirsty.
Then you need your right hand. Or whichever hand you prefer to use most of the time.
Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying. But it's Michelle's question, okay?
I
didn't say it. It was Michelle's question.
It doesn't really matter, though.
There must be something up in your brain box which makes you, like, after you've set your knife down, not to eat with your fork in your left hand. There's something going on there in your brain box.
But I would sometimes still use my left hand after I put my knife down. But
you wouldn't
generally,
really.
You wouldn't really.
Don't try to be awkward and say that you wouldn't.
Being awkward. What I'm saying is, if you're using a knife and fork, I don't generally put my knife down. I generally keep it in my hand.
Right, okay. Well, listen to me. Listen, it's not my question. Whose question is it?
It's
Smiler's question. So if you would like to have a crack at answering Smiler's question, phone us up now. Podcast. Kirsty, stop scratching your face.
You're funny this morning, not.
97.4 Kill FM, Jordan Sparks, and No Air. Right, it's 7:18. Smiler's getting a bit of abuse in text. Kirsty, can you believe it?
Well, yes, I can, and thank goodness.
Smiler needs to get out more, setting stupid questions like that. Kirsty's right. It's in relation to which hand you would normally use on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you missed this, right, okay. If you're right-handed, you'd use your fork in your left hand, your knife in your right hand, okay?
But only for cutting.
Hold on. Then you cut it up and you eat the food with your left hand.
Yes.
Now, put the knife down, you will transfer the fork into your right hand and eat with your right hand. Why does that happen?
Because it's your preferred hand. Simple as that.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, do you understand Smiler's question?
Pete, I have quandered that for many a time. I am left-handed.
Right.
And I eat with my fork in my left hand and my knife in my right hand.
Correct.
So that means whenever I'm cutting my meat, I'm using my right hand with a knife.
Yes.
And I eat with my left hand. If I set the fork down, I still use my left hand. If I eat a dessert, I use my left hand. But why do right-handed people not do with their right hand? Why are they different?
I don't know.
I'm the ones right here.
Right, okay. You're getting very irate about this. This is obviously something that you've been pondering over for years and you're feeling very passionate about it.
Yes, a long time, Peter. Really, I don't understand why right-hand people change hands. They don't have to. The right hand, why not hold the fork in the right hand? Because that's the fork they're eating with and they're controlling it with.
Right.
That's what I do with my left hand, and it's when it comes to desserts or soups, it's the left hand because I'm left-handed.
Right. Obviously, I know it's a time for credit crunch and whatnot, but I definitely think the government should free up some funds to get some researchers for Queen's to look into this. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I agree with you totally. It's just, I can't get around my head around it because I'm just not clever enough. I'm not at the university thing.
Mm. Okay then, well, what's your name?
Stephen.
Stephen, I'll put your name at the top of the petition to send to the government buildings.
Lovely, Pete.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, it's simple, Stephen.
Don't you get a rate
very,
now too?
I am getting a rate because these things annoy me.
Don't get a rate.
It's simple. His left hand is his preferred hand, but he would have been taught how to use a knife and fork before he started to learn it right at school, which is generally when you're picked up to be left-handed or right-handed, if not slight right play school or whatever. But you're eating from the age of by yourself by the age of like one. So the fork is put in automatically into your right hand.
Thanks, Smiler, by the way. This is great, great radio. Smiler's question.
Or left hand. I'm confused, but he was basically...
He was confusing me. I was lost.
He was basically confirming what I'd already said. You use your preferred hand to eat.
Okay, how about this one, okay?
I know what I was going to say. The fact that he uses his fork in his left hand is just because that's the way he was taught how to eat as a kid.
Okay.
That's me finished. I don't want to hear any more about this.
Okay, how about another fact file sort of thing for you?
Go on then.
Do you ever suffer from headaches?
Yeah.
Balance a potato in your head for a minute and it'll all go away.
What?
Straight fell. So try it out, ladies and gentlemen, right? If you ever have a headache, right, get a potato, get a spud.
It just takes your mind off.
Balance it on your head for 1 minute. Trust me, it'll all go away. I promise you. The Pitts Snodding Breakfast Show. Snodcast. Now, let's face it, this isn't the fashion channel on the TV, but since we've been talking about fashion this morning, Kirsty, we've got someone on the line who's busting to share with us his thoughts and feelings in the world of fashion.
Okay.
His name's Jim Smith. Now, he just sounds like Duke Logs to me in the dinger, but that's fine.
Right, okay.
Jim Smith, good morning.
How you doing?
Not bad, mate. What can I do for you?
Hey, I've always wanted to share a fashion tip with women, and I've just never had the stage to do it.
All right.
I said this morning, you brought it into my mind.
Right, okay. Well, listen, Jim, you know what? Listen, this is your stage, my man. This is what you've been born to do, so just lay it all out there.
Gawk Smith, Pete, that's
where
it is.
Oh, okay. You want your name changed by Deepo. I can do that. Gawk Smith's on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, Gawk.
Morning, Pete. How you doing?
Okay.
Women, Pete, I've started wearing jeans with no pockets on the back. And I have to admit, you have to have a fabulous booty to wear jeans with no pockets. Pockets hide a lot, Pete. Pockets can hide a lot of shape. And when a girl gets it right, they look fabulous. But really and truthfully, you gotta have a really, really, really nice bum.
Well, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated.
I've always wanted to share that.
Oh, well, you've just got it off your chest. You feel better?
I do indeed.
All right. Thank you very much.
All the best.
Gawk Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Snodcast. Hey everybody, the Pete Snod and Breakfast Show is broadcast weekday morning 6 to 10. Of course, tell your mates to download the latest Snodcast. They are available right here at coolfm.co.uk and of course for free at iTunes as well. Thanks for listening, and of course we'll have another edition soon.